MLM Nation, episode 603.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built a team of over 200,000 and is now a full-time MLM coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us now. Let's do this.
Hey MLM Nation, if you ever struggle with consistency or don't have someone to really help hold your hand, like you're up, you have a great team upline, but they're really, really busy, then I highly recommend you check out our coaching. It's an application process. I'll go through. I want to know more about your background. But throughout the year, we take a limited number of people. And go check it out at mlnation.com/coaching. MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan. I'm fired up to bring a special guest today, Tina Joy Carroll. Tina Joy, are you ready to make it happen?
I absolutely am. I'm so incredibly excited about being on here with you tonight.
Tina Joy Carroll is known as the Social Mouse. Actually, if you see a video of her, she has a sign that says the Social Mouse Clubhouse. But back then, long time ago, it wasn't that all glory. Tina Joy was a high school dropout, a teenage mom, and a recovering alcoholic who somehow, along the road, became a successful entrepreneur later on. And today, actually 4 years ago, she got started in network marketing. Since then, has brought in over 1,600 customers and affiliates. Her team is over 10,000 people, and she has earned numerous incentive trips and awards from her company, and is currently the number 14 income earner in her company. So anyway, Tina Joy, I just given a brief intro, but why don't you take us to, you know, how did you go from a high school dropout to where did the alcoholism come in? And then how did you become an entrepreneur and into network marketing?
Okay, so, you know, my life wasn't great. You know, my parents left, my mother left when I was really, really little. And so my dad raised me. And so that left a void for sure. I know when I was younger, how that was going to play a part in my life as I got older, but it definitely did. And you could see that come out in just my actions and how I acted. And then my dad, because he worked full time, just couldn't have watch over me the way a parent should have, especially during those formative teenage years. So I did end up pregnant and quitting school. And I ended up having three children by the time I was 23 years old. So there were years that things were fine. They definitely weren't great, but they were fine. We were as normal could be when you're broke. But then something tragic happened. My father got pancreatic cancer, and 3 weeks to the day later, he died. And since he was my only parent really active in my life, it sent me into a tailspin. And I spent the next 18 months nearly drinking myself to death. And in those 18 months, I ended up getting two DUIs and spending two weekends in jail. Needless to say, it was definitely not my proudest moments, but it was in those moments that I changed the absolute most. And I believe it's because I went through all that, that I'm so good at what I do today, because I don't have that what people might think of me fear. They've already seen the bad parts of me. How bad could it be that I'm doing network marketing, right? And so I ended up by chance, really, really by the grace of God. I was working at Lowe's and I was in the paint department mixing paint part-time. It wasn't even a full-time employee. And they just watched me with people and they asked me to take on a position, which ended up being a sales position that would pay over six figures a year. And so I was like, holy cow, like I've done something with my life. Like this is like the highlight of my life. But the problem with that was, is that it was all consuming. At this point, I was now a single mother and I didn't have any time with my kids. And so that's kind of what got me to take a look at this.
So let's talk about success and what it takes first. How did you're mixing paint in Lowe's. Why did you think someone must saw something in you? Because we talk about if you want to be a leader, you attract certain opportunities, right? What did you think? You're like a lowly mixed painter. I'm sorry if I offend anyone, but someone saw potential in you and gave you, because I can't, mixing paint probably doesn't make much money. All of a sudden you got like a six-figure job. What do you think you did that gave you that opportunity?
You know, when customers would come up with their paint chip, and typically it would be a beige or a white, I would take them back over to the paint samples and I would just talk to them, encourage them to live outside the box, not do what everybody else does, and just get them to do something different than what they would normally do. It was exciting for me to help people create a fun space in their home.
Now, I wanted you to share that because sometimes people see like, oh, Tina Joy, how did she become so successful? It's the person you are, the person you become, right? You took it. You didn't need to. You could, someone asked for beige paint. You could have given them a beige paint, but you step outside. You actually had a heart to help people. And because of that, people notice that, right? There's always good things to help. Good things happen to people who go the extra mile.
Yeah, definitely.
So, so you're working that six-figure job. Who approached you about network marketing and how did they approach you?
So it was actually a friend of mine that I've known since I was 5 years old. We were like in Little League cheerleading together. And what's funny is she came to me when she signed up and she asked me if I thought it was a good idea. And I flat out told her no. I was like, that is crazy. And people make fun of people like that. I was the person that was against it. And so then I just paid attention to her and I paid attention to the people that were above her. And I was so bad, in fact, Simon, that I actually wanted the products, but I refused to buy them on her website. I would make her meet me in a parking lot and I would buy them from her face to face. Like, I wouldn't even purchase them on her website. But finally, I was looking at my life and here I had children that were going to be grown. And I knew at some point I was going to have grandchildren. And all I could think about was when I have grandchildren, I want to be able to have the freedom to play with them when I want to and do things with them when I want to. And this job was never going to allow that. And so that's what really made me take a look at it. And so I looked at the people she had associated herself with. And I'm not meaning this in any negative way. They just didn't seem like super special, like everything they did, I could do. And so I was like, if they can do it, I could do it. And so I signed up.
So how, after you signed up, how was your first couple of weeks like?
Well, my first 13 months, I don't want to say it was a complete failure because I learned so much, but I did everything the wrong way because I didn't know any better. I was definitely coachable in the sense that I did what people were telling me to do. I just didn't know that those things were wrong. I was really spammy on social media. I just didn't brand myself. I just didn't know what I was doing. It wasn't good those 13 months as far as income's concerned, but I learned so much and I don't think I would be where I am today without those 13 months.
Yeah. So what did you learn those 13 months?
Oh gosh. I learned that it was more than just posting on social media. You know, oftentimes people think you're just going to post on social media and then everybody's just going to flock to you. And that's definitely not it. People buy from people that they know, like, and trust. And so it took time for me to build up my friends list with people that were going to trust me. I mean, keep in mind, even though I had felt some success in my corporate career, people that knew me on my social media still remembered who I was when I was in all that trouble and I was a hot mess. And so it took time for them to see that I was serious about what I was doing. It took time for me to learn to be serious about what I was doing. And it took time for me to self-develop and learn the skills necessary to truly make this a profession. And honestly, the deciding factor was, so I signed up in February of 2016. In August of 2016, I got fired from that six-figure-a-year job very unexpectedly. I was not expecting to ever lose that job. I was in the top 10% of the company. And so it was in that moment that really kind of propelled me to, you've either got to take this really serious and learn the skills necessary to make this work, or I was going to have to go back into and do another sales job. And I did not want to go back and get another sales job because it was just so incredibly hard.
Maybe this is too much for me to ask you, but maybe we put like a chip on your shoulder. Like, why did you get fired?
So, well, honestly, it was, I still to this day don't really know because I don't know what their mindset was. I was doing very, very well in a male-dominated field as a woman. And they were looking for a reason. They had written me up like 6 months prior to that, and I fought it and won. And then my husband told me then, he said, you've got a bullseye on your back. You're going to end up losing your job at some point. And I'm like, how? I've not done anything wrong. And it did happen.
So did you have a few use that as motivation?
You know, I don't know that I definitely used it as motivation. It was one of those days where I was shocked and I was scared, but I was relieved at the same time because I was tired of living under the microscope and I was definitely tired of not having the freedom. So it was a relief and then scary at the same time.
In many ways, it was a blessing.
I don't believe because I had that income to still hang on to and I was still getting those paychecks, I wasn't feeling the pain to go in all the way with network marketing. And so when that was completely stripped of me, from me, I then had to make a decision. You got to go all in, girl.
Right.
And so that's what I did.
And you said it made you more serious, more focused.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. You talked about all your friends who saw you as the hot mess, and it takes time to build trust. What are some ways, because I think this will help a lot of our listeners, what are some ways to build trust?
You know, I think just being consistent, sharing your story, sharing the good, the bad, the ugly, every part of it. People love a good comeback. They just do. You know, even today, still to this day, people that used to know me back in the day, today they'll tell me, golly, I'm inspired by you. You know, but it took time. It took time to build that up for people to feel like that, hey, we can trust her. Like, she is a legitimate businesswoman. She is in this for the long haul. She's not here just to smash and grab, you know. And one thing that I realized very early on, because I watched people and I watched the people I recruited do it, and I watched people, you know, around me, sideline or in other companies do it, was, you know, they would come in and they would be on fire for 30, 60 or 90 days, and then it would just flatline. There'd be nothing. And so in my head, I thought to myself, if I just outlast those people, I'll win. I can't not win if I outlast those people. And so that was my goal, just outlast those people. And here we are today.
Yeah. Yeah. I always, in my coaching, I always teach, it's, you can't convince a prospect, you outlast them.
Yep.
With your consistency. So what, how important is consistency to success?
Oh God. 100%. It's important. So you learn as you go in this industry, and you're always learning. And so I did a 30-day Facebook Live challenge, and it was before the ears. The ears hadn't come into play yet. It was before I was the social mouse. I just understood that I needed to get in front of people more. And so this challenge was a really good way to do that. And then when that ended, day 31 came, and I thought, okay, well, why would I stop? And so I didn't. And I went 187 days straight of live videos. And it was somewhere between day 80 and 90 that things shifted, that people really started to take me serious, that my following started to grow. I became the hunted instead of the hunter. Like, it really was a huge shift in how people perceived me as a businesswoman on social media.
Yeah, so many good nuggets here. I think, I mean, I know there's a lot of challenges and things out there, but I think what people take it the wrong way is they see it as, oh, let me just make this challenge, I'm done, right? The win is not finishing the challenge. The win is the person you become, right? So you went from someone that people, you know, maybe I'm just dabbling this, to you're a serious entrepreneur now, right? Mm. You can't stop because you can't even stop. That's the whole point of a challenge. So Emma Nation, I know a lot of you have gone through challenges, but don't stop at the challenge, because the whole purpose of doing it is not to do the challenges, for you to become a leader like Tina Joy, and for people to see you differently. Because when they start seeing you, why are you still doing that? The challenge, why are you still doing this challenge? Then they go, this business must work, right? Yeah. Every leader is a reader, but sometimes you just don't have time to read. Well, fortunately, there's audiobooks. Hey, I listen to a lot of audiobooks. That's why, in fact, I listen to audiobooks first, and then if I really like it, then I should go get the physical book where I can really study in detail. And now, MLM Nation, you can get a free audiobook at MLMNationBook.com. Go check it out, MLMNationBook.com. Is it a turning point? Is that Facebook Live, like the aha moment turning point that your business really start growing, or was it another point?
No, it was definitely the Facebook Lives that was the turning point. That, and I will say this, I won a ticket. It was the 12 Days of Christmas that Eric Worre was doing, and I won a ticket to Most Powerful Women in Network Marketing. And it was at that event that I had my aha moment. I was sitting there in the audience, and they asked, you know, if you're making six figures or more a year, to stand up. And that room was filled with women, very normal women, making six figures plus a year. And in that moment was when I was like, okay, I could definitely make money at this. Like, I could definitely become something really big in this industry. And it just stuck with me. And so what's interesting is, it was in that moment when I went from making a few hundred dollars in a month to the next month making thousands. Just a shift. I mean, you know, they say that happens. They say events change everything. And it's so hard to narrow down, like, what in me shifted, but something shifted and it changed everything for me.
Yeah, it's... People say, why go to events? I learned it all. It's really, sometimes it's the, not exact really what you learn, but the belief, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you learned a lot of things there, but one thing that stood out was all the six-figure earners standing out. And you can't you can't describe that moment.
No.
It's a big belief builder. So this is my favorite question. What is your worst moment in network marketing? To the point you were like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I'm doing this. But you stayed in there, and that's why you're the leader you are today.
So I definitely, and I think this one needs to be shared, and I think most people probably wouldn't share it, but I'm going to be honest, I'm going to be transparent. I switched companies, and I didn't handle it well. It's not my proudest moment, for sure, and if I could go back and change how I handled things, I would definitely do that. It just didn't reflect the person that I truly am. I just played into things that were being said about me, and I shouldn't have, and that is definitely the one moment I can think of specifically in my career that I wish I could go back and change.
You're just going to push me to ask these more questions. Because switching companies is something that happens in the profession, right? So What were the mistakes, and the people listening now, there'll be a time they may switch companies. What are some things you wish you didn't do?
I shouldn't have focused on why I was leaving. I should have just focused on what I had and where I was now. I shouldn't have done so much comparison. It wasn't necessary. If what you have is so amazing that you're going to, you don't need to put down what you came from, right? It's just not necessary. And then I shouldn't have fought back when there were, how these people get in these little social media wars with each other. Yeah. And I just shouldn't have fought back. I should have just focused. And I do believe with all that I am, my business would be even bigger today if I had done those things differently.
It's about letting go and focusing on the future than your past.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for sharing that. And I know that's not an easy question to answer. So,
no, absolutely.
How did you get your name, the Social Mouse?
So I really do love Disney. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, but we're annual pass holders for Walt Disney World in Florida. We typically go when there's, not a lockdown. We go about once a month.
Hold on a second. That is the dream. Okay. So Tennessee to Florida is what, 2 hours, 1.5 hours flight?
Oh, no. It's like 10.
Oh, driving. So you drive.
You can fly in about an hour and a half. Yeah.
Driving 10 hours. You do that once a month because you have a lifetime pass.
Yeah.
I used to have like an annual pass too when my kids were younger, but it's easy. For me, it's a 45-minute drive. You got a 10-hour drive. That is living the network marketing dream.
Right. But I had all these ears, and really I was just trying to separate myself on social media when I was doing that live video challenge. And so one day I threw the ears on. I was not the social mouse. I think I used who knows how many hashtags I tried out. And then one day it just hit me. I was like, you're the social mouse. That's who you are. And it stuck, and it just became its own brand. I did not know I was branding. I didn't know anything about branding. I didn't know it was genius marketing. I just went with what I had here at this house. And that was a pair of mouse ears and a phone that I could go live on. And now when I don't wear the ears when I'm live, people message me. They're like, where are your ears? Why are your ears not on?
Did you ever feel like, oh, this is so stupid?
Oh, 100%. I literally remember Brian Fryer. He was my very first coach. I joined his coaching community, and I messaged him, and I'm like, is this stupid? Like, is anybody even going to take me serious wearing these things? He's like, do not take them off. It's genius.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, how do you go over? I mean, even though Brian's a good friend of mine, awesome. But even though he said that to you, how do you get over the negative self-talk? Like, oh, am I sure I'm going to do this? What will people think? How do you overcome that negative self-talk?
Well, I mean, I've been in jail twice. I just don't have that anymore. I've hit rock bottom. I've had people sharing my mugshot. Like, I just don't have that sense of, I mean, occasionally the devil will whisper in my ear, and I'll have some feelings of self-doubt and not enough confidence. But I've learned, not even because of network marketing, just because of developing so that I wouldn't, drink myself to death, that to replace those thoughts quickly and just to get into action. Action is the only thing that'll cure fear. And so I just kept doing it. And the thing with the ears was I just didn't want professional people not to take me serious, because I didn't want to just, I wanted to recruit professional people. I wanted to recruit the high school dropouts. And I didn't want them not to take me serious just because I was wearing the ears. And it's wild to me. It's really wild to me, the people that are inspired by them. It's crazy to me that it took off the way it did.
I like you said, action kills fear. And, I always say, your worst moments are the raw materials for your future success. Right? Yes. You wouldn't have that boldness. It's marketing. And a lot of the marketing genius is just being bold, doing something that no one else would do, because you got to stand out, and you definitely stand out. Like once we got on video, it's like, what the heck are those ears? Right? Yeah. And you're memorable. And I see that social mouse, Clubhouse, very, very memorable. Yeah. Really good stuff. What would you say is your proudest moment so far in network marketing?
Oh, that's easy. So, you know, this is about helping. And this always gets me emotional. It's helping other people achieve their dreams. It's really cool when you get a paycheck. We all get in this to get our own paycheck. But then you realize the bigger picture is helping others. And I'll never forget it. It was in Milwaukee. Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Yes. Of last year. And one of my personally enrolled, she was a stranger that I met on social media. She got to speak on stage. And that was my proudest moment. I sat in the back of that room and watched her just command that audience and just completely crush her segment. And it was just such a really cool experience.
So you talk about social media. I have to ask you this. I'm just grilling you. What type of personal questions here? So you're not like the youngest spring chicken, right?
No.
But you learn how to social media. So a lot of people listening, like, oh, I want to do social media. They ever think that you got to be young to be, or millennials or Gen Y to do social media. If someone was to get started with social media, what would they do, Tina Joy?
Oh, I just recommend that you share your story first. And I don't mean your network marketing story. I mean, who are you? Your story. So people can get to know you, because that's how people can relate to you and build a connection with you, to where when the time comes and they want to get a product from you or join a business with you, they know who you are. And so that's the first thing I would recommend. Even before, no, I was in network marketing for a little bit, but I decided one day, God had really put it on my heart months before, and I had put it off and put it off and put it off. And the main reason I put it off wasn't fear of what people would think. I didn't want to hurt other people with my story, because there obviously there's people involved in your story. So finally, I figured out a way to tell my story and not, you know, hurt other people in telling it. And it changed everything. I mean, to this day, that video still gets views and comments, and it's been 4 years.
So when you're sharing your story, it's not just one post. It's continuing sharing different parts of your life.
Yes, continuing to share, and not just sharing the highlight reel, but just sharing those parts that are hard. You know, the days that aren't good. You know, hey, today I didn't do well. I didn't finish my to-do list. You know, just being real with people makes you way more relatable. And you know, and also too, I think it's important that you show up on social media like you are. Meaning, you don't always have to be, you know, in a full face of makeup and your best outfit. Like, show who you are in real life. That is relatable to people. I remember looking at people on social media in this industry and thinking, there's no way. I don't have the energy to put that much makeup on every day. You know? And so you just need to be relatable to people. I think it's so important.
That's awesome nuggets there. Hey, thank you so much for your time, Tina Joy. As we go towards the end of the show, some quick questions to pick your brain.
Okay.
The first one is, what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
Oh, gosh. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work.
I like that. Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work. What is one habit that's helped you become successful?
Oh, live video for sure.
And what time do you do that?
You know, typically I tell people to do it in the evening. Think about when your viewer is going to be on social media, not what's convenient for you. Most people do what's convenient for them and not what's convenient for their audience. So, you know, if you're a female and you're trying to speak to a female audience and mothers that have kids, you know, it would be smart to go live when their kids are in bed and they just sat down for the night and got on social media.
Yep. What's the best piece of advice you ever received?
Oh, gosh. Don't take it personal. A no isn't about you. It's about them. And don't take it personal.
That's good. What's your favorite prospecting tool? So say someone is interested, you have a qualified prospect. Do you send them a video? Do you jump on a Zoom? Do you like to talk on the phone? What do you like?
You know, the longer I've done this, the more I really do like to do FaceTimes and talk on the phone. I just think it makes it more personal. But it's obviously not near as duplicatable as like a video would be. And I definitely recommend that it's under 10 minutes. People just are in they have busy lives. And so, you know, I've had longer ones, and over time I've shortened and shortened and shortened, you know, and you just want to give them enough information that they're interested in hearing more.
What's your favorite app on your phone?
Oh gosh. Favorite app on my phone. Well, I use Canva and PixArt probably and WordSwag. They're all picture, you know, related more than anything.
Good stuff. Canva, PixArt, and WordSwag, right?
Yeah. And then I use one called, let me make sure I have the name of that one right. It's called Mantra. And this is just a little extra tip. It's like a daily mantra that you would say to yourself. And I actually send it in my team chat every day. And I've done that to help them with their mindset. And so now it's become such a thing that we do that when I post it in the chat, they all, as soon as they finish reading it, they'll say done. And it just helps them with their mindset and to learn that how you speak to yourself is important.
That's good. By the way, you wrote a book.
I did. Right? It's on its way. I can't tell you the name because it hasn't officially been launched, but it's with Rob Sperry. I will tell you this. This is so incredibly cool about dream boards. I'm sure that you are a fan of dream boards. And I'd written on there that I wanted to write a book. And let's just be realistic. I'm a high school dropout. All things say I should never be an author of a book, but I knew it was something that was a desire of mine. It was my heart's desire to write a book at some point. I didn't even know what it would be on. And one day out of the blue, Rob Sperry messaged me and asked me, and I was so incredibly humbled and just, wow, me of all people. And so it is finished. All the edits are finished. We've actually have the title and the subtitle. The cover is getting made right now. And within the next month or so, it should be out.
Awesome. Cool. Definitely let us know. And we put the link in the show notes page when it comes out.
Absolutely.
Hey, speaking about books, what's two or three books you could recommend to ML Nation?
You know, GoPro by Eric Worre, I think, is just the gospel. It is the basics, the seven basic steps that every network marketer needs to know to be good at it. When I bought it, I also bought the, it was still a CD, and I would listen to it in my car wherever I was going. And I'm sure they have an Audible version. But I basically memorized that book and so that I understood how network marketing worked. And it is like $7, people. Like, get the book and learn the book. Another great one is Fraser Brooks. His new one, I Double Dare You. Oh man, it's so incredibly good. It speaks to duplication. And without duplication, you won't have a thriving business or residual income. So that's a great one. And then another one I love is The Game of Conquering by Rob Sperry.
Good stuff. Here's the last question, the $1 million question. You ready?
I'm ready.
So imagine you had to start all over again, Tina Joy, but you knew no one. So didn't know your family, didn't know your kids, your grandkids. You're like an alien that went to another universe. But you had all your current skills, knowledge, and wisdom. What's the first thing you do or the first place you go to build a network marketing business from scratch?
Well, I would definitely do it on social media. I absolutely love building my business on social media, and I believe that anyone can. The first thing I would do is I would do a build up to a launch, meaning I would have teasers out there talking about launching a business. I would not say what it is, the name of the company or the name of the products. It would just be something like hashtag I have a secret, something to get people excited about hearing what it is, because let's just be realistic. People are nosy and they want to know what you're up to, right? And then I would schedule a live video for in the evening, probably on a Sunday night, because there tends to be a lot of traffic on social media on Sunday nights. And I would do a live launch video. Again, I would never say the name of the company. I would never say the name of the products. I would talk about the benefits of both. And that would force people to ask me more questions. And then I would absolutely message everyone I know. And I would, all I would be doing is asking them if they're open to taking a look, and that is it. And I wouldn't slow down.
Where would you meet people on social media? Where would you go?
Groups.
Personally, what groups are you
like? For me, it's obvious. Like, I meet a ton of people in Disney groups. I would probably say 80% of my friends list today is people that were strangers to me 2 years ago, 3 years ago, because I've made friends with people inside groups.
That's a big key, ML Nation. 80% of the people that she knows is strangers 2 years ago. Yeah. And it's always consistently meeting new people.
Always.
Really good stuff. Hey, thank you so much. As we wrap up, any last words or advice? And then, Tina Joy, what's the best way our listeners can connect with you?
They can find me on social media. They can on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. All Tina Joy Carroll is my handle on all three of them. So super easy. You know, and I would just want to encourage you to, oftentimes people feel alone, or maybe they've had issues with their upline, or that they're having issues at home, people being negative. I just want to encourage you to work on your mindset and to do something in your business every single day that moves you in the direction of your goals. Stop letting other people determine how you're going to turn out. out and just do things that make you feel good about you. And oftentimes we put those things very last on our list. So you're going to feel so good about yourself if you complete the hard things on your to-do list first. So get those hard things on your to-do list knocked out and just go after your dreams. They're there for you to get them. This is the only industry that I know of that the average person can have this extraordinary life. So just go make your dreams come true.
And MLM Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today you may hang out with Tina Joy Carroll. So keep up the momentum and go to MLMNation.com and go to the podcast tab and the show notes and the links to Tina Joy's contact info, the nuggets and the books she talked about will be right there. Hey, in order to be successful in network marketing and in life, you must help others. So Tina Joy, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with MLM Nation. We're grateful to you and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much again and God bless you. Hey, don't forget to get your free trial to check it out. This cool app that I'm talking to you about that allows you to track your prospects better called Contact Mapping. You heard us talk about on the show. Go check it out, MLMNation.com/mapping. For your free 30-day trial. Hey, MLM Nation, Simon Chan. And recap here with a great show from Tina Joy Carroll. So many nuggets there. I love it. You know, it's, I always say, your worst moments are the raw materials for you wondering how to convince people to change. You know, Tina Joy breaks it down, how to create trust. And it's about consistency, right? Consistency, 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 sharing your story, how to, you know, get started in social media. It's not just good, the good stuff, but also the bad stuff, right? The vulnerable, be vulnerable, share the real you, the good, the bad, the ugly, right? People like a good comeback. You know, and Tina Joy showed about, you know, the social mouse and all that. You know, first when I read that, I was like, oh, what the heck is that? You know, but people like that. You know, be bold and different. And maybe, she has a thicker skin. She doesn't care what people think because it comes from her past, right? So if you feel like, hey, I'm not good enough, you know, why would people listen to me? All the things that have not been going well for you or didn't, or your failures or your screw-ups. Hey, the reality is we all screw-ups. I'm a screw up. If you only knew the stuff that's happened to me in the past, you'd be like, oh, you may not even listen to ML Nation anymore. But we all like that, right? But we use those as lessons, the building blocks to success. That's what Tina Joy did. And that's what you will do as well. You know, the worst moments are the ones that you share on stage, right? That Tina Joy, alcoholic, sharing that on the podcast. Or Ian, I love how vulnerable, direct she was. I asked her some questions she totally wasn't prepared for, right? I was totally off the cuff. Like, why did she get fired? Right? What was the stuff that she regretted doing when she left her last company? Just, you know, and she was very, I appreciate her for honesty sharing that and know that it was a mistake, right? And she's moved on from it. So making mistakes are okay because the mistakes don't define us. If quitting, that would define you, but keep going, right? I appreciate Tina Joy for sharing about her past and stuff. So, talk about consistency is how you build trust by posting social media, you know, and the whole thing about the 30-day Facebook challenge, if you do a challenge and you stop, that's the problem. Why are you stopping? Right? It's like someone says, I want to exercise, get in good shape. I'm going to exercise for 30 days. And then afterwards, I'm done. Then what's the point of exercising? Right? It's not for the challenge. This is the person to change your habits for who you become. So if you're on a challenge, I encourage you, don't stop. Find a way to keep doing it because it's who you become that matters. The becoming that person. And I had Tina Joy share when she was mixing paint, right? Why did she get an opportunity people didn't get? Because she was a different person. She added value. You know, that's another thing, social media. You want to get people to, you know, listen to you, add value to people's lives. And you can't like, oh, I'm hoping to get a raise by doing this. Just be sincerely, genuine, caring to people. I'm telling you, the universe, God will serve you well. It rewards people who do that, all right? And, you know, we talk about events. This is a reoccurring theme. Aha moments, big light bulb moments are going to events. She went to an event, saw a room filled with six-figure earners. That changed her belief, right? She got started, and she really took the business seriously. So action kills fear. So good, right? The inaction decreases your self-esteem. If you want to increase your self-esteem, feel better, take action. Even if you leave one message and no one replies back to you, it feels better than not doing anything at all. So, and she talked about do things that make you feel good. Never forget about that vision. Never forget about the dream. Keep dreaming. So thanks again to Tina Joy Carroll. Head over to MLNation.com. Click on the podcast tab. You see all our contact info there. And if you like this, please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. We would really appreciate that. And thank you for listening. Thank you again to Tina Joy. Thank you for being part of this amazing profession. And I'm loud and proud to be part of network marketing. And now it's over to you, ML Nation. Take action, apply what you learned, and remember, we're in the profession to help others. So go out there, have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.